Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, this is I'm Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, sitting here in Studio U tonight talking about how to find that perfect business partner. All right, how do you find that perfect business partner in your life? How do you find that perfect business partner that will work well in your business and in what you're doing? So tonight we're going to go over five things to look for in a business partner. And then we're going to have a little brief conversation about this whole thing. All right, finding a business partner is not that easy. It's not your best friend most of the time, because once you're in business with your best friend, y'all are not friends anymore. Been there, done that. It's not a family member most times. Some of those people don't even have the enough of aspirations to dream further, far enough past go. So finding a family member, that sounds all great and dandy, but it's very, very unlikely for you to find a great business partner being a family member. They're two emotionally tied. They have these backlogs of how you treated them when they were a little kid or an adult. Or it's just a lot of unresolved information that comes out when you become a business partner with your family members. Okay? And then random people on the street. Now we have trust issues, right? So having to find somebody who might have the same ideas as you, the same thoughts as you, but then can you really trust these people with your money and your time and your energy? Can you really trust them with all of that? So these are the things we're going into and how to decipher if the person is right for you and is the right kind of business owner for you to partner with and to be a partner, and what conversations that you need to have when you're vetting your business partner. Hey, oh, you like to do hair? I like to do hair. Let's open a salon. No, that's not. Don't do that. Don't do that, because you're going to get mad. You're going to get really, really mad at the person. Oh, you're my best friend. I like it. You like to drink. Let's drink together and open up a business. No, not going to work. There's a lot of elements in that you have to really, 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 really think about when you are building your business and building your partnership with finding a partner that you can work with and grow successfully together. Most people don't work with partners because their visions have never, we're at a startup now. Just think about it as if you're a startup right now, y'all are not making any money, y'all both are broke. Now when you start making all of this money, right, you become a thousandaire, a millionaire, things start to change. One might be a spender, one might not be a spender, he's working, but then we need to get more into technology because we're outgrowing, because we need this, and then the other person, whatnot. Or then even sometimes you go into business. In business with somebody who don't even have the same vision as you do of how that business can grow. Don't even see it getting past go. They're just kind of looking for something to do in their free time. So making sure you know or to say, oh, I'm a business owner. I'm a business owner. Being a business owner is not just about being a business owner. Like, that it's not cool. It's not cool to say, oh, I'm a business owner, because that's a lot of work. Like, that's a big title to say you're a business owner. And if you're a true business owner, you probably don't need to be where you're at telling people that you're, oh, I'm a business owner. Because at that point, once you have grown into being an owner of a business, you tell less people that you're an entrepreneur. Because most entrepreneurs fail. In the first year or 5 years of having a business, so saying that you're an entrepreneur, the likelihood of somebody taking you serious is almost as serious as somebody saying, I'm a rapper, I'm a producer, I'm a drug dealer. Now, drug dealers might, but when you hear these comments nowadays, it's so true and so factual that it's just like, whatever, man, you're one of those people. So when you meet a true business owner, they don't say they're a business owner 90% of the time. They don't say, oh, I'm in consulting. Oh, I do, I do this, or I have a franchise, or some stuff that makes it solidify that you're a business owner, okay? I'm an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur. If you hear somebody say a serial entrepreneur, that's a bad date. Run. Run. Because they keep being a serial entrepreneur because it just does not make sense for you. It's not logical for you to have that kind of title because you're really probably not making any money. Okay? Those are the things that we're going to go into tonight. So, strap on. Get ready. First thing I want to bring to you, this podcast has been brought to you by Pookie. By Pookie is written by and designed by and created by I Am Unique Right. This is a book about removing these negative people out of your life, moving, making sure that the people you have in your circle are for you and have the ways and the mentality that you do. So make sure you pick up one of these books by Pookie, by Unique Right. Make sure you pick one of these up on Amazon. Tonight's broadcast has also been brought to you by Cheesecaked. Cheesecaked Ice Cream Parlor. Go to Cheesecaked on Instagram, Facebook, and just Google it, and you'll see these awesome, delectable cheesecake-inspired desserts. We are opening a new location in the underground, and more information on that will be coming soon. So stay tuned for that. So now back to our regularly scheduled program. Haha, y'all like that, didn't y'all? With a full commercial break, back to the program. One thing you need to do is look at your business partner and size up. The first thing you need to do is talk to them about what you want to do business to, what are their visions of business, how much money do they think they can grow into or see it being grown into, because you want to see how big that person's imagination is. Because if you got two people with no imagination trying to run a business, y'all are not going to get anywhere. So you got to have a dreamer, a business partner, one of to be a dreamer. Both of you can't be a dreamer, but one of you have to be a dreamer. Someone just has to be able to believe in your dream. Does that make sense? So let's say this again. One person has to be a dreamer. The other person has to be able to believe in the dream. And that has to work both ways. So that's one way how you know if that person can be a business partner with you. If y'all have similar dreams and ambitions, that's a person that you might be able to work with. That's like question one. Like, hi, what is your name? You know what I mean? That's exactly how it is. We're going to take this on like we're dating somebody. This is a date. You know what I mean? We're going to go on this date with this people and figure out, because a relationship, a business partnership is like you're being married. So then we need to evaluate how well this person communicates. If they are a very bad communicator, if they can't tell you they're going to be late, if they can't express how they feel, then you may not want to go into being business partners. I mean, you need to kind of play dirty with this one, because you need to say, have somebody be like, I didn't like the way you said that to me. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. So you have to communicate with these people to make sure that they are dreaming on the same level as you are. Make sure they're communicating on the same level as you are, because if they're not able to communicate with you, or they're timid, or they're set back in their ways, they need to be able to communicate with you to be a good business partner. This is your new business relationship. Okay, this is how tight y'all have to be. Y'all, if y'all having a bad day, you need to tell your partner you're having a bad day so they can address the situation. If they're having a good day, you need to tell your partner this. You need to tell your partner the money ain't come in how you expected it to come. You need to tell your partner how we need to do better with this business. These are the things that you have to be able, the hard conversation that you have to be able to talk to your partner about on a daily basis. You just have to be able to do it and say it to them. I didn't like the way you did this. I don't like the way you do that. I like the way you talked to Becky, our cashier, yesterday. Don't do that in front of Becky. You need to do it behind closed doors as if you're in a relationship again. Because you know what employees do when they see two business owners going back and forth. They find one. They zoom in onto that one. Then now we're playing bad guy, good guy. So you got to make sure y'all are on the same page. As if now, if you're going to have employees and you're this business owner, now it's like you're married with children. How are you going to raise these kids? How are you going to teach them how to run the business? What are the pros and cons of doing all of this? How are you going to pay them? What is it? Who is going to supply the first money for the paycheck if y'all do not have the money or don't have the capital to pay for it? How much, you know, how are we going to do this? These are the things that need to be talked about in becoming a business owner and becoming and part of that whole situation. Okay, so you need to have this level of communication. Make sure that communication line is clear. Don't get offended. Don't get upset. You got to learn really hard how to agree to disagree. The second part of it is personalities, okay? Y'all need to hang out with each other. Y'all need to play with each other. Y'all need to go out. Y'all need to do stuff outside of the business, building business side of it. Because when you're a partner with this person, you're going to be spending a lot of time making decisions and deciding. And wouldn't it be better if you're at least spending time with somebody you're kind of cool with? You know, somebody you kind of like. I'd be their bestie. I'm not saying to be their bestie. I'm just saying you just need to be able to be able to tolerate their attitude. They have to be on the same positive or negative level as you. They got to be on the same energy band, fire band as you do. Because if you don't do none of that, then that's going to create a very, very toxic relationship for you and your business partner. Because I'm going to be together. I don't like hanging out with her. Oh, my gosh. So now you're not going to want to hang out. You're not going to want to make these decisions. How are you going to be a business partner when you got to deal with all of this stuff when that person is, you don't like hanging out with that person? You know what I mean? So those are the things that you have to really go into. So number three. So one, you know, make sure they have that same energy, that same drive, that same passion as you do in opening up this business, those desires, even the same fears, you know, or you have some fears that they know how to handle those fears that you have. You know what I mean? Make sure you're able to communicate with this person. Communication is key, love. Guys, y'all have to communicate with them. Make sure y'all are all on the same page in that communication when it comes to the employees. Because if you're not on the same page, then it's going to be, oh, she said this and you said that. You got to have protocols. You got to have those rules out there. Make sure you like the person just a little bit, okay? Making sure that you really, really, really like that person and you're cool with that person. There's certain things that you need to have when you are being in a business love affair. You have to make sure that you really like this person. Like, I don't mind hanging out with them at 2 in the morning because we're going to sit here and pack these boxes for freaking hours. You know? Make sure they have the same level of quality control as you do. Okay? So number four. Now, we're going to take a little pause right now, and we're going to talk about some upcoming new things. Next part of it is make sure you guys have a business planner. We're entering the fourth quarter. It's quarter number four. On Amazon, pick up quarter number four and start your year. Pick up two. Or go on the website and buy all four for $85. It's $25 each. Buy all four on .com, 25 each. Now, this next part of this is brought to you by Why Am I Single podcast. We'll be launching the Why Am I Single podcast. We'll be launching in October. And it's just going to go over why you're single. These are our sponsors tonight. And these are the things that we're going to talk about with those people. So, with all of that being said, let's get back to this. Number four. in picking a business partner. Make sure y'all are equally yoked. Y'all hear this equally yoked thing when it comes down to being in a relationship, but do you hear about it in a partnership? No, you do not. When I say equally yoked, now one partner can have money, the other partner can have skills, okay? So making sure that your partnership is equally yoked. Y'all have to, one partner can have the money, one partner can have skills. If both of y'all have about the same amount of skills, then y'all need to come in with the same amount of money. And with a partnership like that, one partner has money, one partner has skills, there has to be an understanding on where this money is being spent. Everything needs to be documented on why it's being spent this way, why are we doing this. Because, and they need to kind of understand the industry that they're going in. Because if I'm a hairstylist or someone doing flower arrangements, and I'm like, I need to buy this $100 vase. And the partner is like, we don't have no customers that are buying $100 vases. Well, I just need this $100 vase. Now, there could be logical reasons why we need this $100 vase, because maybe we need to create a storefront atmosphere to look elegant and classy, and they need to see how these vases look. So we bought this vase at $100. We can retail it for $200 later on, or sell this arrangement to somebody for $500, depending on how exotic this arrangement was. Again, I'm not a flower person. This is just me making up shit, okay? So they need to understand what is the purpose for this. Why are they doing this? How? What's the reason? And if they're not the creative of it, and they're just a financier of it, they need to be able to explain it without getting frustrated with them on asking you why. It's their money. That's why they asking you. So making sure that you have that same level of respect on both sides. You know, the marketing going into it, the how much marketing you're going to spend, how much, where you are you going to have a brick and mortar, are you going to be a storefront, how much inventory are you going to have, how much time are you going to spend doing this, how educated are you with these other processes, you know what I mean? So those are the things that you need to really understand. So that's number four, is knowing your role. That is what we're going to say. Knowing your role in the business partnership, in the agreement. Okay? And then number five is the last one we're going to go into. Then we're going to bring on our special guest. Number five is about just growth and the speed of growth. And the amount, and how you want to grow, because there's some things, there are some patterns, there's some ways that you have to make sure that you're growing in a certain way, in a certain pace in certain industries, or you'll get left behind. So you need to always make sure your technology is up, make sure you got your website, you know, the vision, your colors, everything else for that. And guys, when y'all are doing this and starting this business and dealing with this problem, come, y'all business owners, come together before y'all start outsourcing projects to other people. So I've been a graphic designer all my life. So what I need business owners to do is, like, if you're, it's a partner, make sure y'all say, hey, okay, these are the partner's colors. These red, black, and gold. These are our colors for our business. And then don't have one partner saying it's red, black, and gold, and the other partner saying it's blue, pink, and yellow. It doesn't work, because now as a designer, I'm confused. So what colors do we want this website to be? Why can't we have defined what colors we want? Oh, I don't like that name, Becky's Barber Salon. Yeah, I want you to call it Rebecca. So we got to figure that part out as well. Rebecca or Becky's Barber Salon, whatever we're going to name it. We got to figure this out. The name of the business, it already needs to be solidified before you come to the third party to do some extra work for you. Management, employees, rule books, all of that need to be solidified before you come to an agreement with your business partner, or because before you bring anybody else into this. So making sure you have all of this level of communication together and done and solidify before you actually go into this business are the things that you need to do. So I'm going to do a recap on it, on what, all of my five things that you need to make sure you have a successful business partner, make sure your partner is doing right by you, make sure that partnership will work, because this is a marriage. And if you break up with your partner, they're going to want half, if not all, depending on what kind of business owner you are or what kind of business you have or how much money did they invest. They're going to want half, so, or more. So making sure you have all those ducks in rows, because if you put more work and more energy and more money into it, you're like, what do you mean you got to have? Not every, and then you got to fight over the name. Are you going to keep the business open, or are we going to close business and call it and go separate ways and call it another business? What are we going to do? Who gets the name? Who gets the colors? Who gets this? Who gets that? You know, those things have to be defined in the beginning of the business so that your business can successful the depending on the good or the bad. So number one, make sure you can communicate with your partners, your partner, your business partner. Make sure y'all can pull out all the ugly questions that need to be asked and need to be talked about. Number two is make sure that y'all have the same energy and vibe going into this partnership, because y'all need to have that same energy. Y'all need to have that same, you know, drive. I can't be on your Olympic team and we running tracks and we doing the pass off the baton and I'm running like this and you're running like this. I can't be running like this because I'm either past you or you're gonna, or I'm not even, you're not even gonna be able to catch up with me. One of the two. So when I'm trying to be ahead of you as a partner and I'm passing you off that baton, we need to be in sequel energy, same flow, same going, so I can pass it to you, and then you can do your thing, right? So those are the things that you have to make sure y'all have to be the same energy. You need to, number three, you need to know your role. If you're being a partner, a business partner with somebody, you need to make sure you know your role for that business owner, for that partnership. Know your role. If you are the designer, if you are the creative, know that that is what, hey, this is what I do. I create. Don't come to me with that money shit. I'm going to tell you what I need. We're going to talk about it. This is what I do. I'm over here creating. Okay, I'm over here making this happen, putting the content together, putting the ideas together, cooking the food, whatever it is, mowing the lawn. But, hey, I need a new lawnmower. You need to buy me a new lawnmower. I need a new sewing machine. You need to buy me a new sewing machine. I need a new, this is what I need. I need some more hair to put in the store. This is what we need. And I'll have an understanding of it. But you have to be on that same page. You have to know what your role is and stick to your role. Making sure that y'all have everything in order. And we have everything in order. Because once you become parents, which means hiring employees, once you become parents, you can't, one of y'all can't be on doing this and I'm doing that. If I say Becky $10 and then Mark says Becky, I'm gonna pay you $15, and when you get the check, because Unique does the payroll and you only got $10 an hour. Well, Mark said I was here $15. Then now you sit there looking at Mark like, why would we do that? Mark never told you that. So those are the things. You got to be on that same page, same wavelength, same time. You have to have a partner that you like a little bit. I'm not going to tell you that they have to be your best friend, preferably not your best friend, because you want to remove some of those emotions out of this conversation. So I don't need you to be my bestie. I just need to be able to hang around you long enough to handle this business and get this stuff going. You know what I mean? So make sure you have that into place. Where was I at? Number five. I forgot. I should have wrote them down. It is what it is. Y'all heard me. Rewind it if you need to hear it again. This is what we're doing. Now we're waiting on our guest. Our guest to come on. She has a business here, and we're going to talk to her about her experience being a business owner. Her screen name, everybody go follow her, is Alma Jane Inspires. That's ALETRAINSPIRES. So make sure you guys follow her. And we're about to come on here and talk to her really soon about her business and about what she does in her business. And the thing is y'all need to make sure, number five was your growth power, making sure that y'all are growing at the same page, at the same speed, and want to grow at the same speed, because you cannot grow faster or slower than the next person. Y'all need to make sure y'all are growing at the same speed and want the same things out of doing business. All right, we're going to bring her on right now. Hello.
Hello, Unique.
How are you today?
I am doing excellent. And yourself?
I am awesome. I am awesome. So, a couple quick questions for you right now. Do you have a business partner?
I actually do.
Okay. That's great. So, everything that I said before, I wasn't sure if you were able to listen to some of that. Like, how is business, my idea of having a business partner to me is, I look at it as like being in a relationship with that person. Do you agree?
Yes, I like what you said. Yes,
because it's
I
a
totally
serious.
Agree.
It's a serious relationship. So tell me, how did you find your business partner? And you know, like how long have you been business partners? Tell me about that.
Okay, this is a very unique situation, but it had to like. One of the things you mentioned is with finding a business partner, it's like a relationship, and you have to like the person, you have to be on one page in unity, you know, have the same purpose and mission, and also be able to work together, have that respect to work together. So how I found my business partners are because of the trust. I had to find someone that I can trust. That is the number one thing. So I chose, I have twin daughters, so I brought my daughters into my business as my business partners.
Okay. Wow.
And, yeah, that was, you know, when I began to really think about it and search out, there were those qualities that was that important to me. Like, it was so important for me to have someone that I can trust. That's number one, okay? Because
right.
You don't want to be in a partnership with someone you can't trust. Like you mentioned that, you know,
yes.
There has to be a oneness. There has to be respect. You have to like that person, but also you have to trust them, because yes, when the profits come in, but when there are losses, you know, you have to trust them that they're being honest. And also the loyalty that they are there with you in the business, not just through the success, but also through the struggle and the growth.
Right. Exactly. And that is a big thing in having a partnership with anybody. Period. You know. And that is very, very important. That trust issue is very, very important. So what I'm going to do is tell everybody about what your business is and who you are.
Most certainly. Thank you. And thank you for having me on. I'm Almitra Murdoch. My business is Almitra Inspires. I am a ambassador for Christ and also a transitional coach and a business consultant. I am also a best-selling author of the book All Things Become Beautiful, which is a transformation. And what I do is I define the problem. I help solve the problem with strategizing and bringing solutions. Many times people might be stuck in a situation through something that they went through, whether a divorce, rather a transition with their children, teenagers, different things in life that is taking place, and I help to get them through that situation into a place of freedom and mobility so that they can operate effectively in their life. So that's what I actually do currently. I also am a financial coach. I do commercial lending of investment properties, retail properties, industrial properties, and I help to strategically teach those that are looking to invest how to set up, their credit and what to do to get them qualified to pursue and be an investor.
Nice. That is super awesome. That is great.
Thank you.
So how do your daughters fit in now? How old are they?
My daughters currently are 22.
Nice.
So they pretty much helped me a lot with the technical and the marketing. They bring a lot of great ideas to what I do, and also I'm training them to be coaches as well.
Nice. So, and being that that's a big age ranging gap, and they're fully committed to what you're doing. Because usually, we're working with your kids and working with people, like, really close to you and in your house all the time. Like, that can create a problem on how you're dictating, and then they're like, I'm tired of listening to you, Mommy. How do y'all work those situations out?
Actually, they have their own place, so it kind of, everybody can breathe. And I mostly am involved in the business, more like 80%, well, 70%, and they are like 30%. So I pretty much, they're a great help with the marketing, advertising, but I still yet coach them and oversee everything. But if there are any problems, that's something you mentioned too, they are able to communicate with me. And that's another thing, because you need people that are honest. And, if they're feeling a certain way, again, that's why I chose my children, because sometimes people won't say nothing. They will just have an attitude or,
right.
You see it in different ways instead of having, a lot of, what I find is what you mentioned, communication is the key. And a lot, that's a lack. That's, a lot of times people don't communicate. So then they assume, or they feel a certain way, or they misunderstand. And then that comes to be exhausting,
Right.
Yeah. So the communication is there. If there's something that they don't like, they say it. If there's something that they want, they say it. If there's something that they don't agree with, they say it. If there's something that we need to do differently, they say it. So that's exactly what I want. The criticism, they say it. So that's so important to have someone to communicate in honesty, not just to say, everything is fine, but yet you feel a total different way. Honesty is like the key in communication too,
Right. And that's a big thing when you are dealing with, like, having a partner and dealing with partnerships is those emotions. You can't business love. It's not about you personally most of the time. It's about emotion. So if you have a business partner that has an emotional side to them, you kind of already need to know how to pump your brakes, how to do things differently, how to learn how to communicate with them so that you can get your point across with them not feeling offended, you know, and feeling emotionally tied to what they're doing and what they're saying. So those are really big things in making sure that you have that perfect partner and making sure y'all are going a lot. You have to have those same philosophies and those same levels of respect and energy going into it. So that is like super awesome in there. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about in this, about this subject?
I can share a little bit about, just to help the audience out there. It's important in picking a partnership. Again, I believe the number one thing is, they have to have the vision. But I think beyond that is being able to communicate, because someone can have the vision but not know how to communicate. If you have someone that can communicate and have the vision, that's a plus. And then you need the unity. So it's not just one person, everything on one person, where they just want the success, but not the growth or the struggle. The unity is important. Stability is important. Being dedicated. Also that they are able to self-care. That's an important part too, because if you're running a business and this is your partner and they just run and never really take time for self-care, that's going to be a problem too. So that they know how to self-care, they know how to replenish, they know how to set aside, go aside, and when to go aside so that they can refresh and reflect, and then they can be stronger. So those are some of the key points that I look at. Also to be open-minded, to be teachable, to be able to shift, to be able to grow, and to articulate their thoughts and their ideas as well.
Right. And all those things are extremely, extremely important in having that partner. Because if you're not getting all of these parts to this puzzle together, then if your puzzle is not going to ever come together, your business is not ever going to come together. Is it going to fail? I don't know. It just depends on how strong the next person is and how flexible they are. So making sure that you have somebody. And the thing is, it's like they have to be whoever your business partner is. Whoever you're working, y'all have to be ready for change at all points of time. That way we do business is going to change every day. But sometimes we had COVID. This would teach you guys a lot about business, because y'all weren't able to do business one way, you know. So then y'all had to switch it up. Are you ready? How are we going to have that conversation?
That's good. Yep, that's so true.
So you're going to have to be able to have, and then the person who's, this way worked for all these years, yes, but the times have changed. You know? Now we have to Zoom call, we have to do more social media than ever, we have to reach out to people because we can't go door to door, we can't walk up to people, there's no more networking events, or there's no more seeing somebody on the streets because nobody want to talk to you or get your business card because they're scared they're going to catch COVID. You know what I mean? So those are so many
right. Different
do. So now it's like, okay, do y'all have digital business cards? Do y'all have an online presence? Are y'all telling people about the website if it's new? Are y'all, you know, how are y'all handling your customers? Because did you, for the simple fact that you couldn't serve 10 people, now you're only serving 5 at one time. You know, so there's so many different variables that come into that demographic and dealing with people. So were there any changes during COVID or during this pandemic? It's been multiple pandemics this year or last 2 years. Were there major changes you all had to go through in your business, or because of the way you kind of already had it set up?
There were some changes that we had to adjust with, because I do a lot of workshops and conferences, and, you know, of course, during that time, we couldn't do them. So a lot of the dates had to get postponed, canceled. Then we have to, like, revisit and see what needs to be readjusted, and also to be able to do an online presence as well. So, yeah, there were a lot of changes and a lot of adjustments. But, again, thank God for partners that are able to make that shift.
Right. And all of that makes sense. And these are those conversations that you really need to have before you go into business with somebody, before you tie your money up with that person. Because once you tie your money up with them, and you can't trust them, or you can't communicate with them, or y'all don't know how to solve problems together, you might as well just gave that money away. Because one person will pitch too much of it, or this person, and you gave all your time away, and whatever credit y'all business might have had, and if y'all wasn't set up right, some, you know what I mean? So, I have been there, done that, or, like, the experience I've had with the business partners, I woke up one day, I put the money in the account. Next day I woke up, all the money in the account is gone.
Wow.
Can't find them nowhere.
Wow.
Call them up. Hey, what's going on? And the crazy part was, like, a whole bunch of money. It was like $400. But I had put it in there for the business to put money in. It wasn't even the business's money. I just put it in the account. We were going to pull it out, but they pulled it out before I woke up.
Wow.
It was
trust.
Dope.
That's trust.
That's that trust part of it. And then I've been in business relationships with people who I'm going in, I'm doing my part, I'm running, I'm hustling. They're more of the financial side of it at that moment. They were the money side of it. And they had some of the skills, but then they started a coup with the employees. So then I'm the bad guy, because I'm trying to run a business like a corporation, and they're trying to run a business like a friendship.
Right, discord.
I lose behind the lack of communication that we had, because you were doing things for the employee I didn't even know was being done. Then when the employee comes to ask me to do those things, she's thinking that we're on the same page. And I'm like, who does that?
Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm like, who does that? It's like, it was a crazy situation, because it was like one of those things. It's like, I need gas money. I work across the Atlanta, and I have to drive over here every day. I need gas money. I was like, don't every Friday? Well, that money had to go to my bills. If you worked at Walmart, could you just go up to the manager and ask them for gas money? Or if you worked at a corporation, can you just go up to them and ask them for some gas money? How does that work? Are you mad at me because I won't give it to you? Because I need my money too. Go ahead.
Without someone even, you know, and I believe that as you share that situation, you know, if the partner did not even open that door, it would not even have caused, you know, that door was open to cause problems, you know.
That's how I felt. I mean, again, we were all trying to be helpful. We understand that the business was slow. We're trying to make honey, but we're paying you a salary plus commission, love, and we're not even making any money. And you are getting paid every Friday. So it's not my fault that you're not making enough. You agreed to this paycheck. Right?
Right.
You agreed to it. So it's not, I can't go any further if you agree to it. You know what I mean? I've done the best I can in growing the business. And it's going to take a business that's not happen and become a millionaire overnight. I mean, of course, we got some of these people to go viral, but that you really have to think about that. Like, people just don't go viral overnight. Very, very few people are that lucky. And those numbers are like winning the freaking lottery.
Right.
For your business to go straight viral in 2 weeks, you won the lottery. Because it's not something that normally happens to an average business owner. So those are things you have to think about and having realistic dreams. Because I had business in the city of Atlanta. Our other business was in Douglasville. My clients are in the city. I can't move my clients to go 35 minutes out their way to Douglasville. How did that work? So it was just like, well, you're supposed to start transferring your clients here. They were never coming. I could try to get more clients out here, but my clients over there are not out here, you know? So,
right.
A lot of that was not communicated in the whole process. And then another thing popped up was finances. I thought you understood that I didn't have a whole lot of money to invest in this project. You thought that I had a whole bunch of money to invest in this project. All the signs of me not having no money to invest in this project were there. It's not like I was hiding anything. Wasn't pretending to have money. Told you I didn't have any money from the beginning. But you assumed that I had it. Instead of coming to me and asking me before we signed this contract, do you have the money? When will you have this money? How are you going to plan to do this? Now, if you had that conversation with me, then you would have complete understanding why, I don't have it. Are you willing to do it? Do you still want to do it? If you don't want to do it, I understand. Because it's supposed to be a partnership, right? Those questions were not asked. Or at least, not that they weren't told. They weren't said. Because this is why I'm here talking about this, because I was like, I thought we was good. I told you I didn't have any bread. You know what I mean? I didn't come up with no money for the deposit. I never talk about having money to put in anything. So why don't you understand? And you were my friend, and they were my friend before all of this happened, so you know what was going on in my life. So why are you upset? You know what I mean? Those are the reasons. These are business partnerships that I lost. Friendships, figured out that you can't trust everybody, figured out that and then I've seen people have businesses who one person is the hustler and the money from the business, and the other person is just a freaking leech. And they're just sitting there trying to get money off of the business that's coming.
Right. Wow.
And these are things that I have seen and dealt with and had to consult people with, and reasons why the level of business partnership and who I do business with. Again, you have to be super duper strategic in who you're doing business with, because you can be I'm a hard worker. I work. I push forward. I go above and beyond. But if your business partner doesn't do that, and it's like doing a little project in high school. If only one person is doing the job or the project, then it's just too much. That means why are both of us getting the same grade? I did all the work. Why are you getting half? You know what I mean? So those are things that need to be communicated and talked about. Those hard questions need to be asked. But we're coming to the end of this show, and I really appreciate you being on it. Please like, share this with everybody that you know that even may or may not need to hear it, or, you know, just share it because you shout out your business. Again, I want you to let everybody know, we have about 5 minutes left, about where they can find you on social media, the website, and list your services for the people who just hopped on.
Most certainly. Thank you so much for having me once again, Unique. It's been such a pleasure. Again, I am Almetra Murdoch. You can find me on Instagram at I am Almetra. That's Almetra. My website for coaching and also consulting is Almetra Inspires with the S at the end, INSPIRES .com. So you can go right there and look at some of the information and also send me an email, sign up. So I definitely look forward to hearing from you guys. I hope that you enjoyed the information on today. I hope it was helpful, and I wish you all the success in your business.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I appreciate talking to you, and I'll share this with you as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a great day.
You too.
All right, this is Amy Negrette, your DIY business coach. We're signing off in Studio U. Again, make sure you have not picked my book up. Pick My Vibe Pookie up on Amazon today. But pick it up tonight. It is a very short read for you to remove the negative people out of your life, learning the characteristics of how to get rid of them, learning who they are, learning, you know, what you need to do to make sure they're gone. And if everybody in your life is supportive and you're the one who's sabotaging yourself, you know, it tells you about with that yourself. Make sure it's entering the fourth quarter. We have two more days entering the fourth quarter. Order your planner right now. Order it on Amazon. Google I Am Unique Right. Or Google Unique Right on Amazon. You'll be able to, everything will be able to pull up. If you have any questions, send me a DM. If you want to buy it from me directly, go to IamUniqueRight.com. Make sure y'all stay in tune. If y'all are single, why are you still hit? Hit my Why Are You Single Instagram page up. Go hit them up. Go follow and like them. And if you are in the area, make sure we'll send an announcement on when Cheesecake is open and you guys come and open and see what we do and see some of our back office work in action. So these are the things that we do and these are the productions that we make. So I hope you guys have a great day and talk to you later. Bye-bye.